Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
All right, Andy.
Hello, Bob.
Merry Christmas.
Merry
to
Christmas
you.
To you as well, and to all of our Athletico Mince listeners.
Same. Now, listen, I thought I'd start with a lovely Sunderland Christmas song.
Oh, for crying out loud.
To get us all in the mood.
Go on, then.
I can still remember, like it was yesterday, the smell of turkey dippers cooking, sat on the donkeys watching Home and Away. All they gotta do is shut their eyes, cover their ears as the baby cries. Fat drunks on every street corner, Alsatian on the lap to keep them warmer, blue drink flowing from their yoghurt pots. The bungalow filled with the smell of deeper frying and a hint of dry rot. Ah, it's a Macam Christmas. No presents under the tree. Just some dog dirt and Chris Kamara's new LP. It's their favourite time. Drinking lager and lime. They can piss in the snow and have a Mr. Kipling down at the Christmas bingo. It's their favourite time. The Macam's favourite time of the year. Have a fight on Christmas Eve. Spend the night in A&E. Go to church on Christmas Day in a Sunderland shirt you bought off the eBay. Hang a stocking from Sports Direct. Smash your Xbox cause it won't eject. Hide the presents in the doggy's pram. Then pick all the tod off the action man. They can watch the darts all day long. They can microwave a turkey leg and wrap tinsel round the Alsatian's head. Cause it's a Macam Christmas. No presents under the tree. Just some dog dirt and Chris Kamara's new LP. It's their favourite time. Makes their pets perspire. They can piss in the snow and have a Mr. Kipling down at the Christmas bingo. It's their favourite time. Their favourite time of the year. It's when the Macam shine. Sunderland at Christmas time. It's their favourite time. Their favourite time of the year.
Yeah, that was... You've put a lot of effort into that, haven't you?
I do it.
How many hours did it take you to write those lyrics, Bob?
It took me 34 minutes. I always like to do a festive name search. I haven't been doing it recently, so I've got some festive names you could select. Parcel McForce.
Parcel McForce.
Not hitting King. You like a ripe apple.
I'll hold back.
So Waddle Stockings.
That feels good.
It feels good.
It feels a bit Dickensian.
Yeah. Brandy Butter Hobson.
Oh, I like that as well.
Yeah.
Ooh, toss up between those two. Are those my choices? Is that
There's
it?
Your choices, yeah. Oh, you can be on me hot dogs.
I'll be... What was the second one again?
Sir Waddle Stockings.
Oh, I'll be him.
Hiya, Sir Waddle Stockings.
Thank you very much, Honky Tonk.
Oh, I've had a Christmas message from Peter.
Have you?
All right, Bob. Well, Christmas is upon us, and despite all the festive cheer, I do find myself a bit down in the dumps. In my spare room at the moment, where I've hidden my wife's present under the bed, I don't think she'll like it, you know, but you never know. We haven't got anyone coming round for Christmas Day, you know. The wife's sister, Karen, usually comes, but not now after what happened last year, like, you know. Might as well tell you about it. I've got nothing better to do. I've cleaned my shoes. I put some fat balls out for the Christmas birds. Chirp, chirp, chirp. I polished my bedroom mirror. I've read the Christmas card from Sun again. Didn't actually mention me, like. Anyway, so last Christmas Eve we had Karen and her husband Mike Cowans round for Christmas drinks. Now, my wife, like, has always fancied Mike Cowans. He's a home security advisor for one of the big insurance companies, you know. Before they arrived, I was in the kitchen making a jug of eggnog when their wife walked in. She wearing a tight black and white dress with one of them, like, tip windows in the front, you know, what, like, puts the fronties right in your face, you know. It was all for Mike Cowan's benefit, you know, I'm not daft.
What are you doing clowning around in my fucking kitchen, you creepy doyle?
I'm just not knocking up the nog, love, Karen and Mike Cowan's.
Well, make sure there's plenty of rum in it. I want Mike a bit tipsy and Karen three sheets to the fucking wind.
Yeah, I will do, love. Can I just say how pretty you look in that dress?
Keep your dirty little eyes off me. If you attempt to clamber on me whilst Mike is here, I'll lamp you so hard you'll wake up on the Avignon to Marseilles Express with a mug tree up your shit pipe.
Yes, you know, I understand, love. Would you like me to float some boiled eggs in the nog jug?
Yes, I would. I fucking would. Now fucking get upstairs and change into your Santa outfit so you can give Mike his presents when he arrives.
So I'll finish the nog and put on me Santa outfit just as I'm coming downstairs. The doorbell rings. It's Mike Cowans and Karen.
Answer the fucking door, pasty fucking face.
Ho, ho, ho. Welcome. Happy Christmas, Karen and Mike Cowans. Hiya, Karen. Hello, Mike Cowans.
Ah, here he is, little Peter, the bellboy. What do you look like? I'll tell you what, you look like a chump, a Christmas imbecile. I'm bloody joking, Peter. You look terrific.
Thank you, Mike Cowans. Eggnog will be served in the wife's TV room. If you would like to make your way through into that room, that would ensure you are in the correct room for the eggnog ceremony. So Mike Cowans and Karen go into the room, and there's is the wife, and she's on the rug holding a big sprig of mistletoe over her head.
Hello, Mike. How lovely to see you, and happy fucking Christmas to you. Now come on and give a girl a Christmas treat.
You didn't have to ask, sweetheart. I'm coming in sharp like a pistol of lemon piss.
So Mike Cowans steps under the mistletoe and starts, like, you know, eating away at the wife's face. Karen looks at me, you know, with a resigned look on her face, you know.
Oh, wow, and might I add, fucking wallop. Your husband is some kisser, Karen. What a lucky fucking lass you are. Right, Mike, sit down here on the sofa with me whilst Daft Lad hands out some fucking presents.
This is for you, Karen. And she opened up, it's a bottle of Krabby's Seafood Body Masters. It's a bottle of Krabby's Seafood Body Moisturiser.
Thank you very much, Peter. That's very kind. Kind? Kind of fucking creepy, if you ask me.
And this is for you, Mike Cowens. He opens it up. It's got him a cravat, you know, with quirky shapes on it.
What the fuck is it? A fucking posh duster?
No, it's a cravat to tie around your neck, Mike Cowens. I thought you might like the quirky shapes, you know. Some of them look a bit like a chicken wrap. And that is certainly a wow with a bonus wallop.
Don't nick my phrase, you fucking halfwit.
I know what I can use it as a hanky. And with that, Mike Cowens blew his nose on the cravat and threw it in the rubbish bin on top of the wife's old leg bandages, like.
You're so funny, Mike. I get so little laughter in this house. You're like a fucking tonic bomb.
And then the wife holds up the mistletoe again and Mike goes in for another munch.
Where's my present, Santa? No fucking banter. You had better have not forgotten. You know, he's fucking useless at presents. Last year he bought me a fucking puffer fucking waistcoat. Like he thinks I'm going out shooting fucking grouse or something.
Your present is upstairs, lover. I was gonna give it to you tomorrow.
Well, go and fucking get it now. Let's have a good fucking laugh. Go on, you fucking clown and creepy batter.
So I went upstairs to the spare room to fetch the present from under the bed. And when I stood up, Karen was behind me in the room, holding a sprig of mistletoe above her head. So I've got to be honest, Bob, I went for it. And we had a good old lovely licky squidgy kiss, like, you know, best kiss I've had in years, you know, mainly because of the wife's dental issues, like. So I went back downstairs and the wife is pouring nog down Mike Cowan's throat.
That's it, Mike. Get that eggy nectar down your neck. I must say, you're a very fucking handsome man.
And as I enter the room, she looks at me and I immediately know I'm in deep shit.
What is that lipstick doing on your face, you little midnight spook? You've been forcing yourself on my Karen, you dirty fucking lech. How fucking dare you?
But love it, just a little Christmas mistletoe kiss, you know, like you were having with Mike Cowens.
Peter's right. It was me who asked for it. You should get off his back. Get off his back. I'll fucking carve pervert on his back with me leg scraper. And how fucking dare you lead on the simpleton? Go on, get out of my fucking house and don't show your face round here again.
So Karen and Mike Cowan's left, which leaves me alone with the wife, and you know, she's got a cob on, Mike.
Look,
I'm sorry, love, but I promise it was Karen who followed me upstairs. I didn't instigate nothing, you know. I only have eyes for you.
Fuck off whimpering like a baby puppet. Hand me over my fucking present.
So I give her my present. It's a 12-pot egg poacher, as used by Raymond Bronk.
Sit down next to me, Peter.
Yeah, I'm in trouble, love. You're not really...
Fucking sit down!
So I do, like.
I fucking love it. You're a good lad, Peter. Here, give us a kiss.
Oh, he had a nice kiss, like, you know. Do I kiss as good as Mike Cowan's, love?
Way fucking better. He's got a mouth like a trumpet player's fucking anus.
Merry Christmas, love.
Merry Christmas, Peter.
So, like I said, we'll just be the two of us this Christmas. And you know what, to be honest, that's how I like it. So, There you go. Oh, I've got a few festive jokes, Bob, for you, you know, from the old joke book. Oh, God. This will be the fifth year in a row that my in-laws will come over for Christmas. I think it's time that we should let them in. I know, Bob, it is fucking bad. In fact, they're so bad, I won't ruin your Christmas with them. So, I'll see you, Bob. One Peter Beardsley. The only one Peter Beardsley. See you, Bob.
Oh.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Oh, little town of Sunderland, how busy your Jesus little Christ. Is. With lots of pale-skinned blokes with tits in your car park having a piss. Oi, oi!
There we are. That was lovely. Thank you very much. Do you want to have a little quiz?
I've got a quiz for you, but have I'll you? Have one. I've got a Christmas quiz for you.
Well, this is one called Santa or Not Santa.
Go on, then.
And it's about Santa and what he's called around the world.
Go on, then.
So I'll give you the names. You've got to say Santa if you think it's Santa. Not Santa if you think it's not Santa.
And if I get
if it's correct, I'll give you a Marlene. If it's incorrect, I'll give you a free sweetie.
Off you go. I understood.
Noel Baba.
True.
No, you say Santa or not Santa.
Santa.
Marlene.
Yes.
Chimney Tarzan.
No.
Marlene. Kirstman.
Santa.
Marlene.
Yes.
Pleasant Man Saturday.
Correct. Santa.
Free sweeties.
Nearly had a full house.
One more. Dead Morris.
Not Santa.
Free sweeties. Oh, that's what they call him in Russia. Dead Morris.
I started sweet, didn't I?
Ended real bad.
And the decline setting.
You could also have Chico Tico, which wasn't a Santa, and Babo Natale, which was.
My Christmas list. Mm. I always like liqueur chocolates.
Mm-hmm.
I ask everyone to get me liqueur chocolates.
You should have asked before. I would have brought you some in.
I would have liked that.
Too late.
Oh, I brought you a T-shirt.
Maybe next year. Have you?
Yeah.
Thanks.
I could give you it after, couldn't I?
Yeah.
I would quite like a picture of Adrian Childs, yeah,
right,
in or adjacent to a water butt.
Right.
I was like, you know,
if he's in the water butt, is he naked?
Oh, I don't mind as long as he's in it.
Topless.
I don't mind, Andy. Look, I'd send me requirements. Adrian Childs in or adjacent to a water butt.
Right. Okay.
I wouldn't mind. You know what I quite like? I don't think you can get them, but a Jammy Dodger, but it's the size of like a bin lid.
Oh, yeah. You could get reasonably sized ones, I reckon.
I reckon
but not
somewhere.
Bin lid.
I'd like
maybe
bin
it's about a 5-incher.
Oh, I'd like that.
Right, I'll get you one of them next year then. You should have said before.
What, you after another sports bra?
Just vouchers.
Fags for the kids.
Vouchers.
Voucher?
Vouchers, yeah.
I've got a voucher for that, you know.
Voucher for the shops.
You having the in-laws around for a fight?
No, I'm not having any in-laws around for a fight. No, I'm not actually, no. You know what I'm doing this year?
No,
Christmas
tell me.
Day. Right, now, every other year I have the kids because I'm a divorced man.
Right.
So I have the kids every other year. This year.
That surprises me that you're divorced, Andrew.
Very good. I haven't got the kids this year for Christmas dinner. They're with their mum.
Right.
So I'll go to my mum and dad's for Christmas dinner, and then I'll go back to me dwelling, if you like, and I'll sit on my own for the rest of the day.
Imagine if you had that big jammy dodger.
I know, can you imagine it? And it's the only day I get to be on my own completely, and it happens every 2 years.
You're looking forward to it, aren't you?
Kind of a little bit, yeah.
So tell me, at your parents' house, is it just wall-to-wall UK gold TV?
It might be, yeah.
Only Fools and Horses.
Mrs. Brown Boys repeat. I watched Mrs. Brown Boys a little bit the other night.
And did you enjoy it?
There's some jokes in it, yeah.
And you laughed at those jokes?
They weren't all funny, but some of them were all right.
It's not something I've ever really
seen. You've never seen it?
You know, I've met him, he's a nice fella.
Good.
A very nice fella. Now, I'm going to give you an Xmas quiz, because quizzes feel a bit Christmassy, you know?
Yeah, they do, go on.
It's... See that I've been taking lessons in cartoon acting.
Yeah.
So it's doing.
It's good that.
Yeah. Kaboom.
Wow.
Right. So doing, pop, AA, peanuts, cream. Oh, yeah. Crackers.
Uh-huh.
Give me just a little more time. Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're falling out with Asda, falling out of love with
Asda. I have.
So I've gone to Sainsbury's, yeah?
I'm familiar with their work, yeah.
Took three items from their Christmas list,
right.
Yeah?
Yep.
Christmas Essentials, it was called, or something, right. Yeah? 8, and you have to put them in price order,
yeah,
cheapest
course, yeah.
to most expensive, yeah. or vice versa. 8 AA batteries.
Are they Sainsbury's own brand or Duracell? Or
they were
what?
Duracell. They're Duracell.
8 AAs.
Okay. Sainsbury's own Irish cream liqueur. A 6-pack of Sainsbury's luxury Christmas crackers.
Is that it? Just the three?
Good luck. I wouldn't do 4 on you, Andy, in the spirit of Christmas.
I think the liqueur is the most expensive.
Okay.
How many crackers was it? 6?
6.
Is a cracker worth more than a battery? It's a question, isn't it?
It's a crack.
This is where I find myself. This is where I find myself at the age of 47, approaching Christmas. Is a cracker worth more than a battery? I'm going to say that the batteries cost more than the crackers.
So
cream, batteries, crackers.
You've Christmas nailed it.
Yes. Get in. Come on.
Beautiful.
We haven't had a Memory Man for a while, so I thought we could just do a quick Memory Man Christmas special. Memory Man, do you remember what was on BBC One at 11:05 a.m. on Christmas Day
1978?
A.m. Yes. Memory Man. Wow. Yeah, there it is. Still got it. Still got it, Memory Man. Still got it. It was, of course, the Spinners at Christmas.
The Spinners at Christmas.
The Spinners at Christmas. Do you remember the Spinners? Not the Detroit Spinners.
I feel like I do. Like
they were like
polo
folk group.
And,
yeah, yeah, like yellow polo necks and that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was reading up on them on Wikipedia because I got curious after I'd looked at that. And they retired in 1988.
Yeah.
And they were all like about 55.
Oh, wow.
They just all went, fuck this.
Yeah.
We've done enough spinning.
Do you think
no
get,
more?
No hint of them getting back together?
I think one or two of them perform now and again. One of them's dead now. But, you know, they got to 55 and went, fuck it.
Is there a hint of bitterness anywhere you could pick up on?
From
you know?
Me?
No, between
just the usual.
Between the, you know.
I don't think so, no. I think they just went, that's enough spinning.
We're still great friends, but
yeah,
we've decided to call an end
pack
to
it
the,
in
the Spinners project.
Yes. So there we are.
Hey, Barry's been in touch for Christmas.
Has he?
Yeah.
What's he got? Has he got a WAV, an MP3, an M4 here?
Let's find out. Yep. Yeah, Barry's C homeowner here. It's the time of the year when I go XXXL on the performance and life achievement scales. You want to join me on a moonwalk across the pleasurescape? Then here's some simple festive guidelines to make you more like me. And I know that's what you want. December the 7th. Ping off Christmas greetings to your contact list. Keep it simple. Be more like Barry, be less like you. Love the homeowner. December the 10th. Go on a deep dive online shop for your gift of Roonies.
Cut glass winkling tool. Add to basket. Sherlock ashtray with Andy Scratch bass. Add to basket. Cat bra. Add to basket. Wi-Fi boosting window film. Add to basket. I won't let you down. I'll just take you up, up, up. Up into the business sky. And you feel like you're making love. Making love in Turkish footwear.
Love in Indian Turkish footwear.
Indian add to basket. Get the Pitcheroony. December the 14th, pop a banana wrapped in tinsel into your favourite lady's handbag. Grab a tray of Campachuchus from your local Wild Bean and take them in for the lads at the Audi dealership. You never know when you might need an invite to a model launch. 18th, haircut. Ask for Imran Khan with a Mark Lawrenson highlight. That's the very best of Pakistan, UK hair statements. I won't let you down. I'll just take you up, up, up. Up to the business sky. And you feel like you're making love. Making love to a Karamak mountain.
Love to a Karamak mountain.
December the 20th. Visit the Cathedral de San Guani on mainland Spain. Enjoy a camper frou-frou in the cathedral square and pop a gherkin in the waitress's apron. That's Jesus done. 24th, crack open the champagne and fill up some glasses on your kitchen island just in case some dude or doodaloo pops round. December the 25th, off to Mum's in the TT, a nice relaxer boo-boo on the sofa watching UK Gold on the TV-a-tron. I'll tell you one thing, I won't let you down. I'll just take you up, up, up. Up into the Christmas sky. You'll feel like you're making love. Making love to Christian Dior's butler. Yeah! Barry C, Merry Christmas.
Woo!
He's yeah, up for Christmas, isn't
he's
he?
Right up for it. Jesus. Christian Dior's butler.
What's your Christmas movies, Andrew? Would you have such a thing like that you'll watch with your fat whip family?
Nah, not really.
Not really?
Nah. It's far hard to get my kids to sit down in the same room together and watch something.
I do Toy Story. I did last year, all three of them. Elf. I do Elf.
Mickey's Twice Upon a Christmas. We watch that now and again.
Is that good?
That's it. It's all right, yeah.
National Lampoon's quite good, isn't it? Christmas Vacation.
Christmas Vacation, that's a good one, yeah.
I mean, the best film you could watch at Christmas, I mention it a lot on here, but two films, but the best one is Barbara, mm-hmm. 2012, East German. What a lovely right. story. And you know what I think's really good at Christmas is Hannibal.
Hannibal?
You know, as the, in the Lecter one?
Yeah. Is that Christmassy?
I don't know, I think it's a nice little thing to watch as it gets dark late right. afternoon.
That's it. Weird.
Do you think it is?
I think it's a bit weird, yeah. No, well, I was thinking more like, you know, Planes, Trains and Automobiles, something like that.
Uncle Buck.
Uncle Buck.
Aye, fucking Uncle Buck. That's a good watch. I'll tell you that much.
I've got VHS in the cupboard. I'll dig it out. Sit down. Sit down. We're going to watch Uncle Buck. It's a new tradition. Start now, right? That's how Christmas can escalate out of control, really, isn't it? Yeah. I've been watching stuff. I've been watching ASMR.
Don't
videos on YouTube.
ASMR.
Now, what it is, it's relaxation stuff, right?
Right.
And ASMR stands for Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response. And what it is, it's videos of people like rustling papers or stroking fabrics and whispering at the same time. And you play these at night or when you need to relax and it brings you down.
Sounds awful,
it's,
Andy.
It's the oddest thing. But you've got these people and the hundreds of thousands of people watch these things, ASMR, and they'll be like scraping their fingers just along. And it's meant to give you a kind of a relaxed kind of feeling and vibe. And I've done me own.
Go on then.
When I was in the travel lodge last night. So this might help some people relax.
You wavved it up, did you?
I wavved it right up, yeah. See what you think.
These are some of the sounds of the travel lodge. I hope they're going to help you to relax. I've got a packet of Kippy peanuts. There, it's open. I'm going to rummage around in the bag.
Jeez. Do you expect people to listen to this?
This is relaxing. Are you not feeling relaxed?
Oh, I'm dandy, man.
Next, I'm going to open a little pot of tastes like fresh milk. I'm touching it now.
You're going to get hammered for this.
And now I'm going to open it. There, it's open now. The milk is open. Thank you for enjoying the Travel Lodge sensory experience.
I'm telling you, it's massive. Get on YouTube and have a look. There's loads of people doing this and everyone's getting really relaxed off it all.
But just hearing that then, I wanted to start pulling my skin off.
It's not for everyone.
Yeah, well, yeah, well, you can put me in the not everyone list.
That is the end of the first part of the Atletico Mints Christmas episode. Part two will be along soon.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.